Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the qualities that distinguished Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and which establishes itself as a fundamental quality of masculinity, is self-accountability. Taking responsibility for his actions. Shaitan blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his own wrongdoing. Nabi Adam blamed himself and repented. No excuses. Accountability, taking responsibility, anticipating consequences and accepting them when they occur is not women's strong suit. Red pillars are mad about that, and they use it as a kind of insult against women. They seem to be outraged that women are able to get away with so much without ever being called to account for it. For non-Muslim red pillars, okay, I get it. They don't have any guidance. But for Muslims who take the red pill hallucinogen, they should know better. If a woman could be expected to have the same level of self-accountability as a man, then why exactly would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have placed men as qawwamuna alayha? Women can make money. Women were making money when the ayah was revealed. It's not about the money. Just because we are obligated to provide for them, it doesn't mean that women are incapable of providing for themselves. Understand that. Don't imagine that it's only in the modern era that women can do business and make money. They've been doing that since before Islam even came. It's not about what we provide them that makes us qawam. It's about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us in terms of capacity that He did not provide them. There's a difference in capability, in comprehension, in cognition even, in judgment. Men, you have to accept that women simply have a lower standard of accountability than men. Full stop. And this is not unfair. It's a lower standard precisely because if it was the same standard, that would be unfair. I mean, do you think it's a coincidence that during the same period when we have seen a demonstrable decline in academic standards, that we have also seen a correlated surge in women's enrollment and attainment of higher education? As the standards lowered, women could excel. Across all fields, the standards have to be lowered in order for women to reach them. And understand, I'm not saying this in a derogatory way. Short people can't do tall people things. Women can't do men things. That's not a fault on their part. It just is what it is. And one of the things they cannot do as well as men is be accountable. And you just have to accept that. And of course, most of them will reject this fact. And they will imagine that they have the same capabilities and capacities as men. But this imaginary equality is a function of their incapacity to comprehend what reality demonstrates in infinite ways every day. You cannot expect them to understand. If they could understand, they wouldn't need a qawam. So don't let it frustrate you. Any frustration you feel is a result of you having expectations that assume an equality that does not exist. And that's your mistake. Just love them as they are, tolerate what annoys you, have realistic expectations, learn to dismiss what is inconsequential, and only enforce accountability when it's an issue that genuinely disrupts the stability, the tranquility, or the sanctity of your home. Jazakum Allahu khairan wa assalamu alaikum.